USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authentic is the official winner of the 146th Kentucky Derby, and it was a lot different this year. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The 146th running of the Kentucky Derby looked a lot different this year in Louisville, Kentucky. There were no fans in attendance at the race that was postponed from the first Saturday in May to the first Saturday in September due to the coronavirus pandemic. Trainer Tom Amo shares just how important it is to have the fans at the Derby.
Derby every year has over 100,000 people attending, and in a big race like that, everyone is out on the balcony watching the race. All the fans cheering just for her, for a trainer that's so special.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the only people allowed at Churchill Downs for the Derby were trainers, owners, and of course the staff working.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
An Alabama-based animal feed company has voluntarily recalled certain dog food products due to elevated levels of mold, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Sunshine Mills said dog food sold under the brands Family Pet, Heartland Farms, and Paws Happy Life have aflatoxin at potentially dangerous levels. The FDA said the Louisiana Department of Agriculture discovered elevated levels of mold during a routine sampling. So far, no illnesses or deaths have been linked to the dog food. The recall affects Family Pet meaty cuts in beef, chicken, and cheese, also Heartland Farms grilled favorites in beef, chicken, and cheese, and Paws Happy Life Butcher Choice dog food. The FDA said pets that have consumed the affected products should be taken to a veterinarian if they exhibit signs of illness, including vomiting, yellowish tint to the eyes, or diarrhea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China has put in a new requirement for Americans planning to travel there. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
China announced that it will require travelers taking direct flights to the country from the U.S. to test negative for the coronavirus within 3 days of their trip. In a statement, China's U.S. embassy said those traveling to China from America and any passenger transitioning from a country that Beijing has designated as requiring the screening must provide negative results from a COVID-19 nucleic acid test conducted within 72 hours of boarding a flight at their last layover destination. The new mandate is the latest requirement from China amid concerns over the high number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. and bad blood between Beijing and Washington. The new rules take effect later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Once again, President Trump says it's a hoax and fake news. He's describing an article in The Atlantic that alleges he called World War I casualties losers and suckers. But there are many different sources that back the article. Two senior former Trump administration officials say they were on the trip to France where he made the remarks. One of the officials said the president would often say about American veterans, "What is in it for them? They don't make any money." Former Vice President Joe Biden says the comments are deplorable if the accusations are true. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.